我们一同来打开圣经路加福音。
Let's see Luke.
24章
Chapter 24.
路加福音24章
Luke chapter 24.
44到49节
Verse 44 to 49.
翻到之后我们一同来读。
Let's read together.
44节说，耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。 我们今天的讲员是中华福音神学院的院长周公和博士。
Our speaker today, is Dr. Peter Chow. He is the president of China Evangelical Seminary.
他所分享的题目是最重要的事。
The theme that he's going to share with us is what's the most important.
我们将下面的时间交给我们的院长。
First, let's give the floor to Dr. Chow.
我代表学校欢迎我们ATA 的同工来到我们的神学院。On behalf of Biblical Seminary Philippines, I welcome the leaders of ATA. Allow me to introduce a few of them. 让我先介绍当中几位的同工。We have Dr. Akio Hashimoto from Kobe. He's the chair of ATA.Kobe 先生是从日本过来，他是亚洲神学学会的这个主席，董事会的主席。We have two in our midst who are seated in front. Dr. Bong Ro, who is the first general secretary of ATA, 亚洲神学学会的第一任。他是韩国人，但是却讲很流利的中文。等一下你可以跟他沟通。He can speak Korean, Chinese, and of course English.And aside from other language. And we have Dr. Bruce, he's only 82. He told me he's only 82, not 86. 84! Sorry! It's not 86 nor 82, but 84. So divided by 86. I told my students you're 86. 他只是84岁而已。From New Zealand. He can perform some New Zealand culture dance.But that dance is he had to take his shirt off, so maybe he cannot do it. 他经常会在大会当中来跳这个New Zealand 的那个舞，但是那个要脱衣服，把上衣都脱下来，所以我们不请他这样脱。We have is Nandrajan here? Oh, he's not here. Okay. Our speaker for today is Dr. Peter Chow from China Evangelical Seminary. He had served for pastors for 16 years. Got his degree from Westminster Theological Seminary, a very humble servant of God. He come to a very important position serving as the president of China Evangelical Seminary, the largest seminary in the Republic of China.周公和牧师是牧师的儿子，我曾经听过他父亲讲过道，前几天孙子孙我曾经听到他公公不是父亲了，这个他很谦卑，神带领他到美国读书，也在 Westminster 学府拿到博士学位，他经常写书，所以在图书馆你应该可以看到他已经出版的一些书，他愿意从美国回来。来负责这个很重要的事工，中华福音神学院目前是这个中华民国最大的神学院，也影响力无论在这个 但不但在台湾，也在世界各地，他的校友分散在各地服事。最重要是周牧师、周院长，谦卑服事主。我们很高兴这次他特地早几天过来，向我们讲道。我们感谢他，我们把一切的时间交给周院长。
院长、老师跟同学早上好。
Good morning, teachers and president and classmates.
我11月、我一月初从费城到台北，觉得台北比较暖。
Well, I came to Taipei from Philadelphia in November.
觉得台北比较暖。
Taipei was much warmer.
那么昨天从台北来到马尼拉，觉得这边更暖。
Yesterday I came from Taipei to Manila. Here is much more warmer.
那么今天这边到呢，是讲到最重要的事情哈，也是我觉得是最重耶稣所讲的啊，非常重要的一个信息。
Today I'm going to share with you what's the most important message that preached by Jesus, of course.
我们所念的经文是复活的主向门徒讲解。旧约圣经最重要的信息是什么？
The passage we read earlier is about Jesus, when he resurrected, he was talking to the disciples, what's most important.
我进到图书馆看到这个学校的宗旨是装备主仆，扎根主道，跟做成主工。
And I saw our motto for the seminary is to equip God's workers for God's work, with God's word for God's work.
今天我的三点呢，也基本上是跟这你们宗旨的三大点是相似的。
So my three points is quite similar to your motto.
第一点呢是顺服圣经的权威。
First one is to submit the scripture's authority.
这是最基本的装备。
It's a very basic equipment.
如果你没有上帝的话，不尊重上帝的话，你就没有装备。
If you don't respect God's word, you don't exalt God's word, you don't have the equipment.
第二点是扎根恩惠的道。
Secondly, rooted in the doctrine of grace,
就是悔改赦罪的道。
Which is the doctrine of repentance and the forgiveness of sins.
这是最基要的福音。
And this is a very basic gospel, the essence of the gospel.
第三点呢是依靠圣灵的能力。
Thirdly is to repent, to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit.
如果不依靠圣灵的能力，就不能够做成主的工。
If we don't depend on the power of the Holy Spirit, we cannot achieve the work of the Lord.
圣灵是唯一的属灵的能力的来源。
The Holy Spirit is the only source for our power.
Okay, 所以我们现在先第一点，顺服圣经的权威。
First, to submit the scripture, the authority of the scriptures.
44节，耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
Verse 44, Jesus said to the disciples, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms."
当耶稣说摩西律法、先知的书跟诗篇，他是指整本旧约的圣经。
Of course, Jesus is referring to the whole Bible.
那么当他说经上指着他的话都必须应验，必须应验就指向圣经的权威。
He said these words about him had to be fulfilled, and that is really talking about the authority of the scripture.
神的儿子在地上，他顺从圣经的权威，他说圣经的话全部都要应验。
God on the earth, he submit to the authority of the scripture. He says everything about me in the scripture has to be fulfilled.
当彼得拔出刀来削掉大祭司仆人的耳朵的时候，
when Peter drew his sword and cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest,
耶稣说收刀入鞘吧。
And Jesus said, get back your sword.
若是这样，经上的话如何应验呢？
If you do so, how could the scripture be fulfilled?
所以他上十字架也是顺从圣经的权威。
He also submitted the authority of the scripture by going to the cross.
如果我们尊重一个人，我们必定会尊重他的话。
If you respect one person, we will respect his words.
你不能够说我尊重我的父亲，但我不听他的话。
We can't say I respect my father, but I don't listen to his words.
所以如果我们尊重上帝，我们必须要尊重上帝的话。
If we respect God, we have to respect his words.
任何时候你接触到神的话，你就是遇见神。
Anytime you get contact with God's word, you encounter God.
圣经就是神的话。
The word is God, the Bible is God's word.
所以呢，我们必须要尊重圣经的话。
So we have to exalt God's word.
在中华福音神学院的信仰告白里面有一句话。
In our seminary, we have a declaration of a
mission declaration. 就是讲到我们是相信圣经的原稿，就是底本是没有错误的。
It says we believe the original scripture is inerrant.
底本就是那个 autograph 啊，原
稿。The original manuscript. Okay.
那么当然我们知道抄本跟翻译本可以有错。
Of course, we know that the copies and the translations could have mistakes.
但是呢，我们是相信底本无误，因为那是圣灵所默示的。
But we believe the original manuscript is perfect because it's inspired by the Holy Spirit.
最近呢，我遇到有一些圣经的学者，他们虽然是福音派，但是他们说他们不能够接受那个底本无误的立场。
Recently, I met some Bible scholars, and although they claim to be evangelical, but they don't believe in the inerrancy of the scripture.
也包括华神的毕业生。
Including some of the seminary graduates China Evangelical Seminary.
他们说哈，现在没有底本了，我们没有办法去研究底本，怎么知道底本无误呢？
They say we have lost the original manuscript. How could we study the original manuscript? So how do we know that it's perfect?
其实呢，无误论不是你借着研究归纳出来的。
Well, the scriptures' perfectness is not does not come up with studies.
我也需要承认，圣经里面至少有50个难题，我没有答案。
I also admit there are at least 50 issues in the Bible. I have no answer for them.
所以，如果你要借着问题的难题的解答哈，来归纳出圣经的无误论呢，你永远不会相信圣经无误。
If you try to prove that the Bible is perfect by studying the issues, you can never do it.
圣经无误论呢是建立在两样事情上。
The Bible's perfectness is based on two things.
第一啊，上帝是真理，因此他所讲的话是真的，没有错误。
First, God is truth. Therefore, what he says is true and genuine.
所以呢，这是第一点，就是圣经无误论是建立在神的属性以上。
So it's based on God's character.
第二呢
？Secondly，
圣经无误论是建立在末世的教义以上。
It's also based on these teachings of the eschatology.
Inspiration.
Inspiration.
Okay.完全一样音哈，末世跟末世哈，那个完全一样音哈。那彼得后书一章告诉我们哈，是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
Second Peter chapter 1 told us that the man inspired by the Holy Spirit and said the words of man.
Words of God.
Words of God. Sorry.
也是人被圣灵感动写出神的话来。
And also man inspired by the Holy Spirit and wrote the word of God.
所以呢，圣经的无误论是建立在神的属性跟末世的真理以上。
So the perfectness of the scripture is based on God's attribution and also the teachings of the eschatology.
Inspiration. Okay. Yeah. 所以呢，耶稣基督哈，他在这里告诉我们，他顺服旧约圣经，整本旧约圣经的权威。
Jesus Christ told us here that he submits to the authority of the Holy Scriptures.
我们要做主的门徒，我们要效法主耶稣的榜样。
We being the Lord's disciples, we have to imitate the good example of the Lord.
圣经的话语必须要应验。
The words of the Bible have to be fulfilled.
我们跟耶稣一样，顺服在圣经的权威上。
We like Jesus, we submit to the authority of the Holy Scriptures.
这个是神的仆人最基本的一个装备。
And this is the basic equipment of the servants of God.
没有绝对权威的神的话语，你就没有真正的装备。
Without the absolute authority of the Scripture, we have no equipment at all.
我们接到第二点。
Secondly,
扎根恩惠的道。
Rooted in the doctrine of grace.
我们看45到47节。
Let's see verse 45 to 47.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，只传到万邦。
Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written, the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
耶稣认为门徒看见他复活的显现还不够。
Jesus sees that the disciples seeing his resurrection is not enough.
他们也必须要明白圣经。
They have to understand the scriptures.
所以耶稣开他们的心窍，让他们能够明白圣经。
So Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures.
跟着呢，耶稣归纳全部旧约圣经的主题。
Then Jesus summarized the themes of the whole scriptures.
其实这个主题也是新约圣经的主题。
Actually, the theme is also the theme of the New Testament.
不知道有没有人问过你，圣经到底讲什么？
And if somebody has asked you, what's the Bible is talks about?
你看这两节，你以后就可以回答人家了。
And after you see these few passages, you would be able to understand answer them.
整本圣经的主题就是基督必须要受害，从死里复活，人要传悔改赦罪的道，直到万邦。
The whole Bible is Jesus has to die and resurrected on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached.In his name to all nations.
Yeah, 我们会分三方面来思想这几句话。
We can ponder this in three aspects.
Okay. 首先呢，基督必须要死，也必须要复活。
First, Jesus must die and then resurrected.
圣经告诉我们，人堕落得很深，不能自救。
The Bible tells that man is deeply corrupted and they cannot save themselves.
Okay. 人因为堕落，所以呢，不可能借着我们的好行为。在上帝面前被算为义。
Because of man's fallenness, he cannot save himself by his good deeds before God.
所以神的儿子必须要进入这个世界为我们赎罪。
So God's son have to come to the world to die for our sins.
如果耶稣不为我们赎罪，我们罪就不得赦免。
If Jesus did not redeem our sins cannot be forgiven.
耶稣也必须要为我们从死里复活，胜过死亡。
Jesus must resurrect for us from the death, and
因为我们自己不能够胜过死亡。
Because we ourselves cannot overcome death.
Okay, 所以基督必须要死，必须要复活。
So Jesus must die and then resurrected.
旧约就把这个真理讲明了。
The Old Testament also declared this truth.Clearly,
比如说，如果你仔细的研究以赛亚书五十三章，你就会看到基督必须要死，也必须要复活。
If you study Isaiah chapter 53 closely, you will see that Jesus must die and then resurrected.
另外一方面，耶稣说我们要传悔改赦罪的道。
Secondly, the repentance and forgiveness of sins have to be preached.
悔改的意思就是。人是堕落，人是罪人，必须要悔改认罪。
Repentance means the man is fallen, totally fallen. Man has to repent his sins.
有些时候我听到人家传福音，只讲容易接受那一方面啊，不讲人的堕落跟悔改的必须。
Sometimes when we preach the gospel, we only see things that people easily accept. We don't preach the hard values of the gospel.
悔改跟信是连在一起的。
Repentance and believing are closely related.
当一个人悔改的时候，他就是对自己血气的能力绝望了。
When a person repented, he is totally despaired of his own flesh strength.
既然对自己的血气绝望了，唯一的剩下的路就是依靠恩典，就是信福音。
Since he cannot rely on his own fleshly strength, he can only depend on the grace.
那就是悔改这方面哈。另外就是赦罪。
Secondly is the forgiveness of sins.
如果我们悔改信耶稣，我们罪就得赦免。
If we repent and believe in Jesus, our sins will be forgiven.
悔改赦罪的道，也就是保罗所讲的因信称义的道。
And this doctrine of repentance and forgiveness of sins is what Paul talks about, justified by faith.
耶稣的道理跟保罗的道理是完全吻合的。
Jesus' teaching is totally consistent with Paul's teaching.
在罗马书第四章，保罗引用旧约来证明因信称义的道。
In Romans chapter 4, Paul proved that the faith, justified by faith from the Old Testament.
他引用创世纪十五章，他说亚伯拉罕信上帝，上帝就以此为他的义。
He quoted from Genesis chapter 15. He said, "Abraham believed in God, and then therefore he was justified."
原文是上帝算他为义
，and was considered as a righteous person.
那个动词那个算哈很重要。
That counted as a righteous person is very important. That word count.
Account 哈，对对。然后呢，在保罗更在就是引用诗篇三十二篇大卫忏悔的诗篇。
And then Paul also quoted Psalms 32, that David's repentance.
在那里有一句话是，上帝不算为有罪的，那人是有福的。
Blessed person that God does not count as a sinner.
所以发现那个算这个动词也出现。
And that word count appears again.
当我们悔改信耶稣的时候，上帝算我们为义，不算我们为有罪。
When we repented and believed in Jesus, God does not count us as a sinner anymore. He counted as a righteous person.
所以，当你们研究圣经的时候，你们需要仔细的探讨一个题目，就是耶稣的教导跟保罗的教导是否完全吻合。
So when you study the Bible closely, you have to notice one issue, which is whether Jesus' teaching is consistent with Paul's teaching.
Yeah. 他们用词有些时候不一样。
Sometimes they use different words.
但是那个道理的实质，道理的内容是完全一样。
But the point they are making is the same.
这一个恩惠的道呢，不只是给非基督徒的，也是给基督徒的。
This doctrine of grace not just is pointed to the unbelievers, it's also for us believers.
在使徒行传第二十章，保罗把以弗所的长老们都招来。
In Ephesians, Paul called all the elders.
要向他们道别。
He said farewell to them.
在二十章第三十二节，保罗说。
In chapter 20, verse 32, Paul said,
我现在把你们交托给上帝。
I committed you now to God.
也交给这个恩惠的道。
As well as to the doctrine of grace.
这个恩惠的道是什么呢？
What is this doctrine of grace?
就是这个悔改赦罪的道。
Which is the repentance and forgiveness of sins.
保罗说这个道啊，可以建立你们。
Paul said this doctrine will strengthen you.
使你们与成圣的人同得基业。
That you will be co-inherit the inheritance that believers have. Those who are sanctified have.
所以呢哈，这个恩惠的道不只是给非基督徒，也是给基督徒，让基督徒可以得到造就。
So this doctrine of grace is not just given to the unbelievers, but also for us believers, so that we can be edified.
有一些教会的讲台呢，每一个礼拜天就宣扬一条律法。
Some churches, you know, every Sunday they just proclaim one law.
Okay. 一个礼拜天说你们要更殷勤的读经。
One Sunday will say, oh, you should study the Bible more diligently.
跟着那个礼拜天说你们要更殷勤的祷告。
The next Sunday they will say, you have to pray more earnestly.
在一个下一个礼拜天呢就说你们要更殷勤的传福音。
The next Sunday will say, oh, you should preach the gospel more frequently.
在下一个礼拜天的时候你们要更慷慨的奉献金钱。
And the next Sunday will say, you have to give generously.
每一个礼拜天就是讲一条律法。
Every Sunday they just preach one law.
Okay. 告诉你哈。这样的讲道呢是全教会灵命枯干最好的方法。
You know, let me tell you, this is the best way for you to wither the church.
为什么呢
?Why?
马丁路德说律法不提供能力。
Martin Luther said, the law does not give us strength.
而且你这样传道啊跟法利赛人传道有什么差别、
To preach in this way is no different from what the Pharisees did.、
我想有差别了法利赛人神经比你们懂。
Of course, there's a difference. The Pharisees know knew better than you.
The Bible, huh? Yeah.
Knew better.
而且他们的希伯来文也比你强。
They know better of the Hebrews than you.
那我们要传的是恩惠的道。
We have to preach the doctrine of grace.
罗马书八章三节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 3 says.
那里说，律法因肉体的软弱有所不能行。
What the law cannot achieve because of the weakness of the flesh.
律法不提供能力了。
The law cannot give us strength.
能力是来自恩惠的道。
Power is from the doctrine of grace.
保罗说，在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯。
Paul says I'm the sinner of sinners, but I have been given grace.
因为这个缘故啊他可以30年如一日啊无论经过多少的逼迫跟受苦忠心的侍奉主。
Because of this, he was able to serve faithfully all the, despite of all the sufferings and hardness.
所以我们要持守这个悔改恩惠的道而且也需要宣扬。
So we need to hold firm to this doctrine of grace and we need to declare it.
罪人得救跟基督徒灵命成长都要靠恩惠的道。
Sinners being saved and believers being growing all depend on this doctrine of grace.
耶稣归纳旧约圣经的信息的第三点是普世宣教的使命。
The third point that Jesus summarized from the Old Testament is the
普世宣教。
The universal mission.
普世宣教的使命哈，福音传给万邦哈，不只是新约才开始。
This universal mission does not start from the New Testament.
在创世纪十二章，耶稣啊不是啊，上帝告诉亚伯拉罕说，因你的后裔，万民要蒙福。
In Genesis chapter 11, God told Abraham that all nations will be blessed through your descendants.
所以普世宣教呢，是从创世纪就开始。
So universal mission started from the Genesis.
对，所以从创世纪开始啊，那个圣经所宣告的就是，基督必须要受害，也必须要从死里复活，悔改赦罪的道要奉耶稣的名传给万邦。
And then gradually we see that the doctrine focused on Jesus must die and then resurrected, and then the doctrine for repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached.All over the world.
所以你们现在知道整本圣经的中心思想是什么了。
So now you know the theme of the whole Bible.
我们要扎根这个恩惠的道。
We need to be rooted on this doctrine of grace.
我们也知道教会的使命就是大使命，把福音传到万邦。
And we also know the great commission of the church is to preach the gospel to all nations.
第三方面就是依靠圣灵的能力。
Thirdly, to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们看48跟49节啊，路加福音24章。
Let's see chapter 24, verse 48 and 49.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说：“照经上所写，不是，对不起，那个48、49啊，看错了。你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直。”到你们领受从上头来的能力。
You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high.
唯一的属灵的能力的来源就是圣灵。
The only source of power is from the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传第二章，我们看到有120位门徒按照主的吩咐在耶路撒冷等候。
In Acts chapter 2, we see that there are 120 believers, they were staying in Jerusalem and waiting for the Holy Spirit to descending.
这120个人在做什么呢？他们在祷告。
What these 120 people are doing? They were praying.
那么他祷告的时候呢，圣灵降临，他们都被圣灵充满，然后他们就开始宣扬福音。
When they were praying, the Holy Spirit descended, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to preach the gospel.
今天呢，我们的情况跟那一天的不完全一样。
Today's situations are not exactly the same as that those days.
因为自从那一天开始，凡是信靠耶稣的人有圣灵的内住。
Because since that day, every believer has the indwelling, the dwelling inside them.
可能要讲得更清楚一点哈，在经过那个使徒行传第八章，圣灵降临在撒玛利亚人身上，跟第十章圣灵降在没有行过割礼的人身上以后。
In chapter 8, we see that the Holy Spirit descended on the Samaritans. And on chapter 10, we see the Holy Spirit descended on the uncircumcised people.
Okay. 所以当圣灵降在犹太人、撒玛利亚人跟外邦人的身上以后。
So after the Holy Spirit descended on the Jews, Samaritans, and the uncircumcised Gentiles,
每一位重生得救的基督徒都有圣灵住在我们里面。
Every saved believer has the Holy Spirit dwelling inside them.
腓立比书第一章啊，不是以弗所书第一章说，听了福音，信了福音，圣灵就进到我们里面，成为我们得基业的凭据。
In Ephesians chapter 1 says, once we have the Holy Spirit, once we believe in Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit inside us as the proof for us to inherit the inheritance.
这是非常重大的事情。
And this is very important.
在旧约时代。最圣洁的地方在地上是在哪里
？What is the most holy place on the earth？
就是圣殿里面的至圣所。
Which is the holy of holies, the holy of holies place？
只有大祭司在赎罪日那一日才能够进入至圣所。
Only the high priest can enter the holy of holy place in the day of redemption。
他拿着血能够来到施恩座前求。
He could bring the blood and come to the altar of grace to plead.
The mercy seat, huh?
The seat of mercy.
Yeah, 那个施恩座呢，是代表天上上帝的宝座。
The seat of mercy represents God's throne on heaven.
当雅各逃以扫的时候，晚上他在旷野睡觉。
When Jacob was fleeing away from Esau, he was sleeping on the desert.
他晚上做梦看到一条天梯从地到天。
He dreamed and he saw a ladder connecting heaven to earth.
有天使上去下来。
And there are angels coming up and going down.
有神的宝座在那个梯的顶上。
And then there's the God's throne on the top of the ladder.
他醒来的时候，他很惧怕。
And he was filled with fear, full with fear.
他说这是什么地方？
He said, "What's this place?"
他说这个地方是神的殿，是天之门。
Oh, this is the temple of God. This is the gate to heaven.
所以神的殿就是天之门。
So God's temple is the gate to heaven.
当你进入至圣所，来到施恩座前的时候
，When you enter the holy of holy place and come to the seat of mercy,
你就来到天上的宝座面前。
You came to the throne of heaven.
可是在旧约时代呢，只有大祭司每年只有一日才能够来到施恩座前。
But in the Old Testament time, only the high priest can enter this holy holy place one day a year.
今天我们有圣灵的内住。
Today we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
我们的身体就是神的殿。
Our body is the temple of God.
所以希伯来书第四章说，我们可以随时来到施恩座前。
That's why Hebrews chapter 4 says we can come before the seat of mercy every day, anytime.
我们可以 蒙恩惠得随时的帮助。
And be to have mercy from God and get grace we need.
这个就是我们支取上头来的能力的管道。
And this is the channel we can get power from the from on high.
不是法利赛人那种祷告啊，拼命重复。
Not the way that the Pharisees did, they repeating certain things.
乃是好像天父的孩子啊，存喜悦的心来到父亲面前，呼叫阿爸父。
But like God's children, and they come before the Father, and to please the Father, and to plead from the Father.
我们可以随时随地啊，因为有圣灵的内住啊，来到施恩座前求。
So we can anywhere, anytime, we can come before God and to offer our prayers.
我们可以支取圣灵的能力。
And we can get power from the Holy Spirit.
当然，祷告是一辈子所要学的功课。
But prayer is a lesson of a lifetime.
今天没有时间讨论。
Today we have no time to go to details.
不过呢，常听到的几句话，我觉得是真的。
But a few things we need to be mind of.
就是如果没有不祷告就没有能力。
We have no strength without prayer.
少祷告呢，只有少有能力。
Less prayer, less strengthened.
多祷告就多有能力。
More prayer, more strength.
但是不是积功德那种祷告，乃是回转向小孩依靠天父那种祷告。
But now the Pharisees we have prayer, but we become children, little child to come before the Father.
好，那最后就归纳一下啊。
Lastly, let's summarize.
最基要的顺服就是顺服圣经的权威。
The basic submission is to submit the authority of the Scripture.
最基要的肯定就是肯定悔改赦罪的道。
The basic assurance is that we have the assurance of repentance and forgiveness of sins.
最大的使命就是把福音传给万邦。
The greatest commission is to preach the gospel to all nations.
唯一的能力的来源是圣灵。
The only source of power is from the Holy Spirit.
那我们有祷告的权柄，可以随时随地支取圣灵的能力。
We know the power of prayer, and through prayer we can get strength from God anytime, any place.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，我们感谢你，主耶稣给我们这几句宝贵的话，让我们看清楚什么是最大的权柄、权威，最高的权威。我们看清楚什么是最基要的福音，也让我们看清楚什么是最大的使命。天父，也感谢你赐给我们祷告的权柄，让我们可以随时随地来到施恩座前。求你让我们就存一个喜悦的心，常常来到主恩座前求。Dear Father, we thank you and praise you for these words of Jesus. Thank you that he has told us what is the highest authority, the authority of the scriptures. We thank you that he has told us what is the most fundamental doctrine, the doctrine of forgiveness unto the forgiveness of repentance unto the forgiveness of sins. And he has told us what is the greatest commission, which is to preach the gospel to all nations. And we thank you that you have given us the privilege of prayer so that we can come before your mercy seat anytime that we have need, so that we can receive the power of the Holy Spirit to accomplish the task that is before us. Father, we thank you and praise you, and we pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.